Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Black Reporter.
What's up, Black Reporter?
You're late.
There we go. Huh?
You're late.
I know.
You overslept.
I know. Huh?
You overslept.
Yeah, I overslept.
The
cold.
I wasn't
supposed to doze back off. I was up, too. I was up at 8:43.
The cold room.
I'm at 8:43. I wasn't supposed to fall back to sleep, though. That was the thing. I wasn't supposed to. I was up at 8:43. I was like, I can't call in to 8:45. They're killing me with that. Well, what's up, Black Reporter?
Nada, baby. Nada. And what's up with you?
Nothing much. Nothing much. What's up, Faux Fantasy Radio? How's everybody out there in Radio Land? It is Thursday, the 8th of December. Oh,
yep.
New Year's is right around the corner. I hope y'all coming together with y'all New Year's resolutions. You know, once that clock strikes for the New Year, you know, you want to make yourself a commitment. And so forth and so forth. So hope that comes through for you.
We're not doing that tonight, are we?
Huh?
We're not doing that tonight, are we?
New Year's
resolution? Yeah, I am whining.
New Year resolution? Why are you whining? Don't whine. What are you whining for?
I don't want to live in this room just yet.
You don't want to do no what? It's too early.
Huh?
Too early in the month. No, I wasn't doing it. That's just something that popped in my head just now.
Let's decide 2 days before.
2 days before the new year?
Yeah.
2 days before the new year.
I'm being sarcastic, okay?
Oh, because I was looking to see what date that was.
I'm being serious.
We have the 29th. That was the last Thursday of the December 29th.
By the way, what is the last day we're having a show?
Next week. Let me have my way. Let me have my way. It'll be next week. It will be off until the new year.
Okay.
What you think?
I don't know. Let's talk to our family in between now and then and see what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are a part of this also.
Yeah,
because you know what happens when we go off into hiding and they say, well, where y'all been?
Mm-hmm, I know it. Shout out to my good friend Rico out of Brooklyn, New York. He's called the show a couple of times. Actually, we're having calls with me for one of the shows. He likes to be ignorant. He writes these I don't know what you call them. Not stories. He just goes on a rant. It's like he gets in front of his computer and he just types everything, you know.
Well, essays.
Yeah, that's what they are. You can call them essays. And, it's about current events, issues
essays.
That he's read in the news or, you know, that he's come across and stuff like that. Current events. He does what you like to do, Black Reporter. When you get on this show, you find something interesting on CNN, and then you go on a little tirade.
Mm-hmm.
But he does his with words, and I've been trying to convince him to start a blog, WordPress or something like that, and all that good stuff.
Come back on the show.
Huh?
Have him come back on the show. I would love to throw a jab with him and everything.
So, you know, he real simple, good guy. And I told him, he asked me yesterday about the topic for today. And I told him I wanted to do it on the angry black man / woman, you know. It was supposed to really be like the angry black woman syndrome.
Why is the black man always angry? Why couldn't it be the angry black woman?
Huh?
Why does it always have to be the angry black man? Why is it, you know, why couldn't it be the angry black woman?
Well, if you would let me finish my sentence before you cut me off, you would have heard the rest of what I had to say.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't to be specific towards anyone. Normally what you hear is, sometimes when a guy's referred to a woman, she got the ABW. I've never really heard about the angry black man, except the white man keep holding them down. So that's the only thing he's very angry about. But, you know, when you refer to the angry black woman, you know, it's her disdain against the angry black. It's her dislike, of the black man. You know.
Well,
and,
real quick, the idea of the white man holding us down died with the election of President Obama.
Yeah, that's another show.
This is true.
That's something for something to do around Christmas.
Okay.
What was I saying? Okay, so, you know, it's their distaste when it comes to the angry black woman. It's more of her distaste about the black man. And that's kind of crazy to me, now that I'm talking about it. You know, the angry black man is his distaste for the white man, and the angry black woman is her distaste for the black man. That's crazy. So at the end of the day, somebody distastes somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the angry white man?
Nope.
Angry white woman?
Why do they have to be angry?
At the end of the day, it really isn't. That was another question I was going to put out there, too, when it came to the angry black woman syndrome. And it's not even the things that they're angry. To me, it's not, you know, that they're angry at all. It's more of a frustration.
That's what I was about to say.
You know, it's like all these emotions get built up, and then, you know, from all these past failed relationships, friendships, you know, it don't even have to be a full-fledged relationship. It'll just be a friendship or, you know, some woman, some man that came through her life and just, you know, turned it into a whirlwind up girl type situation, and, you know, she starts to express herself. She starts to her emotions get the better of her, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah,
her emotions get the better of her, and when you talk to her, it's like, you know, it's like she's barking at you, you know.
And then we do tend to be emotional people. We do tend to be emotional people.
Right, we are emotional people. Are you saying black people, women, like who, and people in general?
Well, just generalize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Crush, can I ask y'all to hold on for 1 second, and I'll be back shortly? Just a couple minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, folks. So that's the conversation that we want to have tonight. The angry black dot, dot, dot. Man or woman. Because, you know, if you say woman, no, why are you picking on us? If you say man, why are you picking on us? Well. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. What else? As you know, the New Year is fast approaching. We are going to do a New Year's resolution show. When will we have our last show until we go on our own holiday break? I'm not quite sure yet, but stay tuned. Once again, you can hit us up at facebook.com/heartsradio. That's HEARTSRADIO. Where am I? Okay, we got three weeks left into the new year. And, you know, it's not really the fact of us as women or people, if you will, angry. I think it's just this frustration and all these emotions get built up. And sometimes, you know, it just, you know, you speak to me and I bark at you and then you say I'm angry, and then I just take the idea that because you say I'm angry, I just take the idea that, yeah, I'm angry at you, you know? I don't know. We'll figure it out as soon as Black Reporter come back. In the meantime, in between time, what up, John, for Columbus?
What's up, honey?
How you been?
Fine, I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings up a good point, though, because if somebody says something about a woman, they're going to, you know, it really basically, I think it's just frustration, your relationship you're in, what you're going
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what, you know, it turns out to be. excuse me.
Because they got
Yeah, that's what it turns out to be. And then it's also the fact that we don't know how to process.
I don't know about that. White people are pretty stupid, and I can vouch for that.
Huh?
No, black people communicate better than white people. Trust me, I can vouch for
it. It's not even about the communication. It's more of the processing as a person.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know how to process when we, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's, excuse me, is it the way we look at dating? You know what I mean? Because mostly it comes from the stem of, you know, us being angry comes from the stem of our mates, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the type of relationship we're in. And I feel like, you know, there's situations with a mate that we don't know how to process, you know.
That can go both ways, too.
We tend to get into these relationships with the same type of guy or have the same type of situation.
Stereo
and it starts
type.
To repeat itself and repeat itself and repeat itself. And at the end of the day, we've never actually explored or processed the situation from the beginning, and then we jump into the next relationship, and we end up doing everything. The outcome seems to come out the same.
Yeah.
But Crush, there's an old saying. Yeah. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, Black Reporter?
There's the old saying: if you keep doing the same thing the same way over and over
history repeats itself.
Exactly, and you expect different, and you expect different results, then that's the first sign of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and repeating yourself and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm. Well, then every woman in the world is just crazy.
I would have 10-foot pole.
Right. Go ahead.
No,
and
I'm
touch
not going to answer
touch
that.
It. Go ahead and touch it. Touch it. Tap it just a little bit. Tap it.
Do you want me to touch you?
Shut up,
y'all. All right.
Shut up, John.
If anybody's got Facebook, they got a good Block Talk coming on December 11th. I'll be on that one, too.
Good.
December 11th at 5 p.m. I can't remember the show, but it's a Block Talk. Area
mm-hmm.
code 818-688-5684. They're going to have your previous guest on.
Okay.
Yeah, Norma's going to be on. That's going to be a good one.
Oh, my God.
Trust me. I got my Facebook down. I know what's going on.
Got his Facebook down.
John, you have this in your Rolodex, in your calendar, Rolodex calendar?
No, I got Facebook, man. It pops up the stuff like coming up events and stuff like that with her, you know, all kinds of stuff. I'm on MySpace, Twitter, Daily Motion, which they claim you can't get, which you can get some nice X-rated movies, and I'm at a library, but they claim you can't download, you can't watch that.
Okay.
Which I don't do because I don't need to get kicked out of the library. But they got people. I've seen people downloading discs with stuff worse than I got, and the people walking by, and they don't even say nothing to them. I'm thinking, but if I was to do that, come on, you got to leave. Okay. I just play Mr. Low Profile. Because the librarian, I was looking at your pictures that one time. You know what I'm talking about. What is she doing with the can? I go, she's drinking a can of pop. Oh, okay. You know.
We back with the can again, huh?
Let's see. There was Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Crush. Well, it does fit, you know, your last name.
Does fit. So, back to the angry black person.
What are
your thoughts? This is the Black Reporter. Have you come across the angry black woman in your day?
It's more like you said, and I was agreeing with you, it's more like a frustrated black woman.
Mm-hmm.
The old saying, I can only take so much and I can't take no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You've heard that phrase time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be in the media and movies or whatever. And we know a whole lot of people that have come in and out of our lives who you just wonder how they do it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You just wonder how they do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another topic I want to hit real quick is the tired black man. The tired black man that you know, their frustration comes to be, I mean, it's still the same thing, being frustrated and not being able to process whatever situations they've been in, and they just get tired and they feel like all women are angry or all women are, you know, as an angry feel
now,
like all black men are dogs. Well, they feel like all angry women are all of the above, you know. Bitches,
now,
so forth,
that phrase
so forth
can be taken two ways, Crush.
What?
That the tired black man.
The
you
tired
know,
black
yes,
man. Tyler Perry came out with the Diary of a Mad Black Woman, right? That's the name of the movie, right? Madea, he came out with that and, you know, introduced us to Madea and so forth and so forth. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Then, I'm sorry, I forgot to, I got to look it up, but I forgot the filmmaker's name. But he came out with the Diary of a Tired Black Man. And in the first part of the show, this is how it opens up. A black gentleman is driving in his car, and he pulls up to the driveway of his ex-wife's house. And in this passenger seat of the car, he has a white woman in the car. Okay.
Yeah.
And inside the house are the ex-wife and her four girlfriends. And they look and they see the guy pulling up into the driveway, and they see the white woman, and they see them kiss. And the girls are going off. Oh, no, he didn't, girl. No, he didn't. Pop, 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 pop. You know how they do. They start running their mouth.
Out of the corner of the curtain.
Right, and they start running their mouth. Then what happens is when she opens up the door to greet this black man, sexy, fine black man, too, when she gets up to greet the black man, she goes off.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't handle a strong black sister, so you had to go out there and get you a white woman, huh? Bop, 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 bop. She runs his mouth. And his rant was, or his rebuttal was, you know, if I had to go out there and experience affection and love and caring and support, and it happened to come from another race, then so be it. I'll be the weak black man, you know. But at the same token, who bought you this house you're living in?
He did.
You know, who bought the car you're playing for? Who was taking care of you for the last X amount of years or whatever y'all was in the relationship?
Ooh.
You know, and her answer had to say him. Okay, and does that make me a weak black man then? You know, she had to stop and think about that. And then to her noisy girlfriends, you know, he had to ask, do you have a man? And each one of them said no. You know, so they had to be quiet. So, you know, y'all need to look that up. It's on Netflix if y'all want to watch it, called The Diary of a Black Tired Man. And then they went and they had, you know, they played it. It's on YouTube as well. They played it for people, and people was like, you know, get them, girl. You know, they got different reactions from different people. So that's where this basically this topic is really stemmed from, the angry black woman, the angry black man, frustration and you know, not be able to process things. But on that note, I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to bring in our girlfriends, because, you know, our girlfriends are here now. We got Pastor Brick from Brooklyn, and we got Lady C from Baton Rouge. two non-angry black women. What's going on, ladies?
Oh, I would Hi. Not say that.
Hey, what's going on, Crush?
What's up with y'all, Reese? What's going on?
Brush, you should be careful with what you say.
About?
What you say that for?
Oh, right.
Uh-oh, it's going
Rick.
It's on
right.
now.
Rick,
right. No. That wasn't anger towards men. It was anger towards a man, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Brick, you can't call
exactly.
your angry black woman. It wasn't angry towards men. It was anger towards a man. And once again, you just happened to step into the line of fire. We're gonna put it like
Ouch.
That. And sometimes that happens, you know. And sometimes it doesn't even be anger. You just happen to just get me at that time. You know what I mean? I'm not angry. I'm not angry black woman at, you know, at all men. You just happen to catch me at that moment. You know what I mean? Or you put the label on it. Or sometimes you just may hear, black reporter. Like, even if you mistakenly, you know, I'm laid back, hey, black reporter. Crush, you tired? No. Just saying, hey, black reporter. You know what I mean? So that's the same thing that happens. Sometimes just being misread, and, you know, sometimes you don't correct them.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. What y'all think? Am I talking randomly? Ladies?
No,
ladies.
Wow.
Not so random. Am I being
basically,
random?
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Well, black reporter, in that situation there where you just happen to catch it.
Right.
And, you know, that's common amongst black men. Y'all timing stinks. You understand what I'm saying? and you don't look at it as, it's like, we'll be upset about something, and we'll, like, carry it around with us, and we'll, like, deal with it internally, and y'all don't know when to quit sometimes, and just, like, you know, or y'all will always be the straw that break the camel's back, you know?
Cool.
It probably really sinks. So it just so happened that I was going through all of that, angry, and you saw how furious I was, Black Reporter. And
yeah,
then
you were.
You're going to come in at that precise time and say...
Now can I say this one thing? You were angry, and for good reason.
Yes, I was. But at that moment, you come in and tell me, well, just know that all men are like that. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because here I have one of the, you know, y'all all are a brotherhood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your race is, it's all a brotherhood. Okay? And you just happen to have the wrong equipment to be telling me something about a black man at that point. It comes from somebody like my co-host from Tabby. Then I would have been like, I don't believe that, Tabby. But see, you, of all things, telling me, it's like, you know, a lion being bit by a lion, having another lion ask you, it didn't hurt that bad. You know, well, surely he didn't, it really, all lions don't bite. Come on, that's the last thing you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming from, you know, I'm sitting up here bleeding to death, and here you come, all lions don't bite. Please don't hate us all. What? Come on. So you just happened to catch it at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
You just happened to say something at the wrong time. And as for black women being angry, okay, I have something to say about that as well. Because, I mean, black men would have you think that we woke up angry. You know what I'm saying? We woke up, you know, resentful. You know, if we wake up that way, maybe we waking up angry because, you know, promises are not being kept. You know, situations that you said would change have not changed. And again, I mean, y'all continue to break promises to us.
Don't forget
so
about
it's like, how could you expect somebody to be in a good mood and be happy if you're the one who's sitting up there, you know, digging the hole for mistrust, for anger, for resentment, you know, just in the things that you do, you
okay.
know? And sometimes, I mean, I've had disagreements over the silliest of things. It's silly to them, but I think it's something serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about when I'm with a guy or whatever, I'm with, supposed to be my boyfriend, and he decides to mute his cell phone or to turn the phone off or don't get no calls or sends calls to voicemail. Now, mind you, it would hold some weight if we were cuddled up, having an intimate moment, but no, we just sitting, I'm on one side of the room, you on the other, and you got your phone off. Why can't my phone rings? Why can't your phone ring? And then when it do, you do notice you have a call. You walking out the room to handle whatever you're handling.
Well,
y'all feed into the
situation.
Trust.
No.
And the nonsense. You feed into it. And then we sit up there and we get angry and then y'all wonder why we mad. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't start it, don't start none, won't be none, right? So don't start it from the beginning. You know, no one knows why. I can't even get to the root of why. Maybe I can't explain, well, why does that make you angry? Well, not only is it just shows that you may be hiding something, but it also shows that, you know, why, what are you talking to or what are you talking about that I can't be privy to? You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of situations like that come out of the blue because men just do stupid things. Okay, that's my opinion on it. You know, you don't think before you do. You know, I've had arguments with my last boyfriend. And he'd be like, okay, I gotta go. I'm going out. I'm like, okay, well, where you heading to? I gotta step out and do something. Okay, well, was it top secret? No, what you gotta do? Just something. I'm gonna take care of something. This is what he would always say. And I said, well, something could be a lot of things. I mean, I'm not trying to clock your movements and where you're going. I mean, I just want to know, you know, what's up? And he couldn't for the life of him think, oh, you trying to control me. What do you mean am I trying to control you? I'm like, it would be something so pleasant, for real, to be honest. The reason for me wanting to know was because, okay, what if, you know, I hear on the news a news flash come in, you know, shots rang out downtown Brooklyn at, I don't know, Dr. J's, okay? At least I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I don't know if he's downtown at Dr. J's, or at least if he let me know, okay, well, I'm going downtown for a minute, I got to go do something. Then I can say, oh, my God, he's downtown, let me make sure he's all right. Or I can say, oh, thank God, he's nowhere near there, he's over on the other side. You know, things like that happen. So he would think that I just wanted to be nosy, wanted to know where he was going. No, that's not it. We would argue, go back and forth about this. I'd get angry, scream at him, he'd scream at me. And then at the end of the day, you know what it was? I said, so where were you going that caused all of this nonsense? I went to get a haircut.
Oh,
why couldn't
God.
You just tell me you were going to get a haircut?
From Jeff Street.
and
do you see what I'm talking
back.
About?
And it all
why
falls
didn't you
back
just say, oh, I was just
going
to get a haircut. I don't see what the problem was. I got to go take care of something. I got to go do something.
It all falls back to that simple problem, lack of communication.
No, it's not lack of communication. He did communicate to me that he was going somewhere.
But he didn't
he was
go
very
where he
vague, was okay, in his communication. Okay, it was like a blanket excuse, as if to say, well, this covers, I got to go take care of something. Do you know how much something covers? Do you understand what I'm saying? But instead of narrowing it down, he's going to tell me something instead of pinpointing, I'm going to get a haircut. What was the problem with just telling me you're going to get a haircut? Why did you have to use this blanket statement, I gotta go take care of something? Or if I say I'm going to the store, and you say, what store? Oh, the store. How many stores are out there? You understand what I'm saying? You got a grocery store, you got a shoe store, you got a clothing store, and you know, and I'll sit up there, why you want to know what store I'm going to? Maybe he wants to know so that...
It's called an excuse to get away.
Okay, so at the end of the day, once again, it's not anger. It's just frustration. Right.
And lack of communication.
It's frustration. It's a buildup. And it's a way that we are not processing. It's not even the lack of communication. It's the process when you're communicating. You know
true.
What I'm saying? Instead of it, that's where it is. That you know, like she said, you are communicating. You ask me where I'm going, and I give you a blatant or I give you a very very loose statement, and that becomes it comes within the process of communicating. You know, and for whatever reason, it could be simple as pie. You know, to him, it's not that serious. You know, but like she said, to her, it is that serious. And it's these little things that starts to build up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, you could just say, like, once again, like you did, Black Reporter, you know, we women, we are very emotional creatures. You know we don't forget anything. We let this stuff build up, and then you come with your hard foot and you step on basically a landmine.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, Crush, is why can't men be cognizant of that then? You understand what I'm saying?
Because men are not emotional. Like, somebody asked a question today on my Facebook page, and they said, why do women, and I posted it in Camp Super Fluffy, they said, why do women don't know what they want. And
they don't
all
know what
this
they
comes
want.
Down and all this comes down from being angry, frustrated, blah blah blah. All this comes down is that women are emotional, in my opinion. I'm not saying it's a fact, but in my opinion, and it sounds right in my head, it may not sound right after I say it. In my opinion, women are emotional creatures. And our emotions dictate our outlooks and our decision making. And since our emotions change so randomly and so unpredictably and we don't time it, we don't have no time on it, and, you know, like people say, you wear your heart on your sleeve, women do that. And if once you get tired of your heart being being snatched and stomped and everything itself, then you start to turn cold. But once again, it's still an emotion.
Yeah.
And I think because we cannot determine and our feelings change so much, we cannot pinpoint our ideals. Because they change so randomly. We live by our emotions. Men do not.
You're correct.
Men do not have the slightest idea of what it is that you go through.
Let me ask you this. Have common sense.
Well, that's questionable.
Because let me explain this to you. Because see, okay, what you said is true. That you said that we're sensitive and emotional by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Men know this. Men have told this back to us. I know women are sensitive. Women are sensitive. If you know this going in, why don't you practice sensitivity first? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like women are more, I think my frustration lies where as my ideals and things that I do and the way I treat people, well, treat men is not reciprocated back to me. That's where my frustration lies. And I say that because, okay, like I said, if you know that your women are emotional, you know this going in, then why don't you make an extra effort to be sensitive to her emotions, okay? Just like you crush. Let's just say you and your man are together, okay? You know you cook dinner for your man every night, okay? You got a big man. You know your man is not going to eat a chicken wing for dinner. So what do? You cook the big piece of chicken and you give it to him. Now, mind you, let's just say the first time you gave him a chicken wing, he says, baby, I eat more than this. Okay? You're going to be cognizant of that. So what happens the next time you serve him a plate with another chicken wing on it? He's going to say, baby, didn't I tell you before, you know, I like a bigger piece than this. What happens when you keep serving him plates with chicken wings? He's going to get frustrated, okay? And he's going to say, look, I told you how many times before that I like a bigger piece of chicken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just keep serving him that one wing. He's going to build up frustration. He's going to get angry. But see, women, all you got to do is tell us once, okay? You know, oh, I gave him a wing last time. I know my baby like to eat. So let me put, not only am I going to put one, wait, that piece don't look big enough. Let me put two to make sure he get enough. Do you understand what I'm saying? It only has to happen one time with women. Men have to constantly be reminded, okay, that we are sensitive and this is what I need, this is what I require. Why do they have to be reminded that? You understand what I'm saying? So it's like we have to keep receiving one chicken wing every time until we say, damn it, I need more than this. You're giving me. Understand what I'm saying? So women, we are able to take that information and be cognizant of it every single time.
Process it.
So we know that next time, don't give them a damn plate with a wing on it. Give them a plate with a breast. Give them a plate with a big old thigh on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Ooh,
And it only has to happen once. Men have to constantly be reminded we are sensitive and we need more than what you're giving. That's where my frustration lies at. Okay?
Again,
so I hope that example serves to equip what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
That's what we need. We need more than what you're giving.
But then again, you know, a man has to be reminded to pick up his socks as well. So... You know, like, you know, you can't expect.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be this
comes down to your expectations.
Oh, no, see, but this is a double-standard bullshit that gets on my nerves. Women is automatically expected to know these things and to know certain things about life. When men get a pass, I'm sick and tired of that. I'm tired of people congratulating a black man for buying his kid's sneakers. That's what the hell he's supposed to do. Don't sit up here and pat him on the back for doing what he's supposed to do. But if you find a woman, she buys her kids sneakers, clothes, underwear, socks. Nobody gives her an atta girl. Why? Because she's supposed to do that? Because she's a mother? Well, he's a father. He's supposed to do the same damn thing. And I'm tired of this double-standard bullshit where it seems like men get up, oh, he's a man, girl. Oh, he's a man, girl. What do you expect?
Right, that's what it boils down to, expectations, and it comes to expectation. Like, what are we expecting from it. But then again, it's 2011. I'm sorry. I had to say like that.
Exactly.
Exactly. What are we going to it's like, no, I'm just saying, you got to look at it. Okay, you know, old men was brought up this way. Well, now it's 2011, and men ain't brought up that way anymore. You know, the parenting done changed.
Yeah.
And yet the same mistakes or the same, not even mistakes, the same mishaps are still being performed. Right. We're still doing the same, we're still seeing the same shit happen.
Yep.
I don't know. This
so is... now we can't say, oh, it's tradition. You know, it's 2011, and I say this in with everything. I'm saying, like, you know, 2011, we have a black man in office. We have women in office. We have, you know, women making their own money, women being independent, women being CEOs and congress
entrepreneurs
and politics and making changes that are noticeable and that are seen. You know, no longer behind the scenes. No, we see these women doing this. We see these women making these big steps. So, you know, it's no longer what?
It all comes down to the same basic thing. We keep doing the same damn thing
over and expect
different results. That's the first sign of insanity. And you can't tell me that we're not doing the same damn things over and over and over again.
Sure. You said something about men making dumb mistakes. I don't know if this would qualify. I don't want to name the two sisters. but I went with the one sister and decided to go over to the girl's house with her other sister there for dinner. Now, if that ain't dumb, that was a long time ago, but I don't know why the hell I did it, but I did.
Duh.
You know why you did it. You know why you did it. Stop making excuses. Just say why you did it. Right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm tired of hearing that, too. Oh, you cheated on me. Why? I don't know. You know damn well why you did. You understand what I'm saying?
When I got
you
home,
know
I thought,
why you did. Why
yeah.
did you give that girl
I
your phone number? I don't know.
Along.
Yes, you do. You know? Let's
no,
not
because
take
on the way home, she
seriously.
Wouldn't talk to me. You know, I get home and my mom, I said, man, she's got an attitude. She won't talk to me. But she talked to my mom and shit, but when I come in the room, I won't talk to him. Man, what the hell is your problem? You know what your problem is. No, I don't. They were nice-looking black girls, I will say that, but they were nice. I was surprised there wasn't a fight, though.
Okay.
Moving
okay.
on.
No, it's
keep
what I'm saying.
Quiet.
It was an honest mistake, though. They went to school together. Why not have dinner with both of them?
She's been quiet in the background there. Lady C.
Yeah.
What's going on, Lacey? You've been quiet back there. I'm listening. Everybody's welcome. I'm just listening. That's it. That's just you're not going to join into the conversation. I'm sort of joining, but I mean, everybody was given, said, you know, we have this thing sometimes we all want to speak, so sometimes it's okay to listen. You know, I don't look at some of the things. I guess I just learned that you have to pick people and figure out each person. And, yes, sometimes you do get frustrated and you may snap. It can be a man or a woman depending on, like she said, if they say the wrong thing to you, they may get blown out the water depending on where you at and how you're feeling that day. Like you say, some days you just want to be laid back and some days you are tired. And it just depends if somebody pushed the wrong button on you. It's not being an angry black woman. It's just somebody who just didn't want to hear what you had to say.
That's
you know?
Okay, so I think we're going to do a show called Dear Abby.
No, I got a good one. I got a good one. No, has anybody ever pushed your buttons the wrong way? Truthfully. You know, to put you over the edge.
Who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
You, Crush.
You're talking to me, have any?
No, truthfully.
Has anybody ever pushed my buttons to put me over the edge?
You always want to get in Crush's business, don't you, John?
No, no, I don't mean it that way.
They have done stuff, but I'm still in the process of I take it. I eat that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like my attitude towards is take one for the team type situation.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
It kind of, I'm not racist, but I went to the doctor and he had this white nurse. I ain't going to mention the lady's name, but I had to have surgery, and she's asking me all kinds of stupid-ass questions like, what do you got, how did you get insurance? And I kind of lost and said, you know, really, I'm only here to have surgery. I don't need somebody to know my damn life history. If I die, what are you going to do? Well, you're not going to die. That ain't the point. I'm here just to see the doctor to have him put three stitches in me.
Mm-hmm.
And just to walk in and out. I mean, yes. That's why I'd rather go to west side of town to go to a black hospital. You don't have to deal with stupid-ass white people and white doctors.
Okay. That is interesting, John.
I'm not racist. I just don't like.
Are you saying you're racist?
You know, certain things.
We're not saying you're racist. Just interesting what you're saying. Okay, so.
Yeah, but the black people are hotter looking too.
Okay, so you know, all the men. They are good guys out there, but they are good guys that do the stupidest things.
Yes,
in my opinion, and that's that's what I have a problem with. That's my frustration. I have the guy thought, I don't know, maybe once again I put my expectations on him, and you know from what I've known from this guy, he's a good guy. He works. He has no children. He's very family-oriented. You know, all the unsure, random ideals that I have as far as a man or a friend is concerned, he fits the criteria. However, he just keep doing stupid things.
You want me to spam him?
No, I don't want you to spam him. I don't want you to spam him. And it's like these stupid things tend to add up to where you don't want to, and once they add up and that frustration builds up and all these things build up, you know, the next step is just to not be bothered with this person. You know, like I can't do nothing else but just
avoid
it. Right, avoid it and leave it alone.
Right.
What? Why every time I talk, you got to call my name out?
Quick question. Is this part of the reason why you think you're still on the call?
What?
You remember you were talking about that you're on a drought lately? Do you think, is this part of the reason? Because there's some expectations peaked upon one upon another, except for accepting the guy for who he is.
If I accept him for years, he's an asshole.
Huh?
If I accept him for who he is, he's an asshole. If you're telling me actions speak louder than words type situation, he's still an asshole.
Is that the one you said that would call you and then not talk to you for a while? Or something like that?
Yeah, the same guy. Well, right, the same guy.
You gotta give me this guy's webpage. I'll make sure his computer don't work forever. You're a new person like that, man.
Stop spamming people.
No, you should.
But
I
at
mean,
the
if,
end
if
of the day,
at the end of the day,
I look at the situation like, you know, I too got to take responsibility of the situation. I do have to take my, I have to take responsibility of the part I played in the situation, and that part is to keep opening up to them. Right, and I think that's where our frustration also lands, or not even our frustration, but our anger as angry black women, that's where we land. Like, these men don't want to take their responsibility and to or in the part they played into why we're frustrated. Why we feel the way we feel. They don't never take, okay, it's because I did this, this, and this, and this. No, we're just angry. We're just this. We're just, you know, we just, they just wake up and we just, you know, we're just this way. And that's not true. And that's what happened with you, Black Reporter. You know, this man did something, you know, to ladies, I mean, this man did something
and
to Brick.
I understand that.
And then you, then you came with your statement, and basically your statement was, you know, it was a way of, you know, give this a get out of free card type statement. You know what I mean? Get out of jail free. Right? It's like get out of jail free card.
Well,
no, let her be angry. Well, that's what you play. I'm not saying it was for you. I'm just saying that's what it played as. Statement played as.
Like,
all men ain't like, you know, we know all men ain't like that. I'm not saying all men are like that. But I am angry at this man. And I'm angry at that man and that man and that man and that man. At the end of the day, neither this man, that man, or this one ever came to say, you know what, oh, I'm sorry, I did play such a part. Not any man, you know, unless he got to pay alimony or you got to go to the extreme for him to actually, and then even then, do they take responsibility for their action? Oh, I kept cheating on her. You know, oh, well, why she don't like you, son? Because I kept cheating on her. They never say that. You know what I mean? Oh, no. Why she don't want you to see your kid? Because I don't pay child support. It's never that. It's, oh, she a bitch. She this, she that, she this, she that. And all this stuff is, you know, you did something. You did something for her to feel this way. You know? And that's where the anger comes from. The fact that y'all not taking responsibility for what y'all done. Y'all always say, well, it's not if it, you know, and then they make you as a woman feel like you done did something wrong.
Oh,
and you're always second guessing yourself now. Now I'm doing internal stuff and I'm like, well, maybe if I would have did this different. Or maybe if I would have done that different. In all actuality, no. Why do I have to always look into myself when in this situation, you know, you did do something? I'm not playing victim. I'm not crying possum. You did something. I have proof.
Yeah.
It's in the pudding, you know. I'm not yelling at you because, you know, you didn't do nothing. You did something. You blatantly did something. I'm yelling at you because you did something and you're not admitting or you're not coming clean or you're not taking responsibility for your actions. And that's what men fuck up at. They never take responsibility for their actions.
Nope.
That's true, because men, okay, we know everybody is an individual. That's true. But it's like you said, we'll take it, and then like you have to look at yourself, why am I accepting it? And as long as you accept it, he's going to dish it out. Men have a tendency to see how much can I dish on her before she tells me to get the hell out or I'm done. And they keep dishing. And yet for you to, and you come along and take it lightly.
Oh, no, man. You know, but all men ain't like that. Like what?
It's okay. You just don't want to hear. At that point, you don't want to hear that. In your mind, you know all men are not like this, but just so happened the last few have been assholes. So don't tell me they're all not like that. I know. I've met some good men, but right now I'm dealing with this one. And that's all I want to say. Pop him in the head, cut his wind off, or something like that right now. Okay, I may not ever do it. You know, but in
get
my mind,
the throat,
I want
right?
to say,
yeah.
I just want
him
to stay far away
throat.
From slavery.
I just want to give him the throat one time.
That way. It's not that you will do it. You have to sometimes. You feel that way. Because you've taken. I'm gonna see, maybe there's a silver lining somewhere, and you're looking for the silver lining, and you try not to jump to the wrong conclusion immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they still keep doing stupid
it's
stuff.
Like you get benefit of the doubt, benefit of the doubt, and then when you stop, when you stop accepting it, or you like, you know, I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm gonna change
this.
I'm gonna change that. That's when you become the angry black woman.
Yeah, and then they
or
say,
you
oh,
become the woman
bitch.
With a problem. Oh, you
yeah.
hate all men. You hate this. You hate
yeah.
that. You know.
So are you a lesbian? No. I got standards. And my standards are high right now, and I decided that you're below my standards. You're below the level at which I really want to deal with or attend to. You know, at some point, and men may not have admitted as much as women do, you want company. You want that person in your life. And, yes, at some time when you get to that point, you will start saying, okay, well, let me see. And you'll accept stuff. And we're like, question, when you wake up and say, wait a minute, do I deserve this? Do I have to take this?
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop taking it, then they're mad at you. Like, well, what did I do? Let's look at the record book. Let's open the book and see what happened. Okay, on November 27th, when we were supposed to go out, you had a surgery, but did you call and say, I'm sitting there dressed, waiting on you to come or call. You never come, you never call. And then the next day you show up, oh, I had this emergency. You have a cell phone. I have a cell phone. I didn't get a call. Well, what's the deal? Don't be, oh, I'm sorry. And, like, that's it. And they want to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, wait a minute, you should have called, boo, 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 boo. Why are you having an attitude? It was the emergency. How I know? You know, like
exactly.
Pastor Rick said, I don't know where you was. It could have been a big accident. Was he in it? What's going on? You know, because you go through all those stages when you don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, another thing also is trust.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Yeah.
On that note,
honestly,
we're going to take a quick pause. And just say you're listening to Bone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation, give us a call at 805-830-8320. It is the top of the hour, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Once again, our hostess with the mostest, La Crush Hart.
I'm here.
I'm right here. I'm not asleep. I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm not asleep this time. I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And listen, it's the Phone Fantasy Radio, 803-830-8320. You can join in the conversation right now. We do have somebody on the line listening in, so give a shout out to the 337-7507. I see you.
Hi.
That's
wherever
either.
You are.
Lafayette, New Iberia.
It's a friend of mine by the name of Priscilla.
Why you
well,
call business out there?
She don't know her name. She know how to
right.
Her
why
name
you,
she want her name.
Yeah, she
ain't
calling
you,
bro.
Blood reporter.
Priscilla, if you would like to join in the conversation, all you have to do is press the number one and I'll let you on. And if you just want to listen, then, you know, don't press anything. And I will know you're just listening. So anytime you want to jump into the conversation, just press the number one and I'll let you in. Yeah, I'll let you on. What were we talking about?
Black men and angry
well,
black women.
Look, boom,
relax,
right, John. Right, relax for lately. Okay, that's how they do it. Okay, okay.
Relax, don't do it. Right.
Relax.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the trust factor and the honesty factor. And when it comes to me, what? Why is every time I start talking, you call my name out? You are so insensitive to my feelings.
That's your buddy crush, not mine.
You are so insensitive, Black Reporter.
No, that wasn't me. That was John.
Oh, that was John? Oh, that wasn't you this time? Okay, you're lucky.
No.
I'm sorry. But you are guilty of doing it too, but okay. What up, John? What you calling for? What happened? Okay, so I was saying something and I lost train of thought because I got distracted.
Trust and honesty.
Right, trust and honesty. Okay, so the question is, you know, how much should we put into a relationship? Like, a lot of, I'm going to say, because a lot of, on a serious note, a lot of our women have gone through so much, and I'm talking about from childhood into adulthood. They've gone through so much, and they've had to endure so much pain. And now here we are. We have to bear ourselves again, or open ourselves again to this stranger. You know, and we have to open up ourselves, and we can't bring, or we can't, we're not supposed to bring the baggage that we held, but, you know, we open ourselves up because we're seeking, whether it be friendship, companionship, love, all of the above.
Basic affirmation.
You know, we have to bear ourselves once again. We have to be a part of our soul, part of our heart to this person, or unless we're going to be lonely maids.
But
you know,
crush, there's one thing. That also works the other way also.
Why y'all always got to say that works the other way also? We know that.
Because men are people too. Men also have the same feelings.
They're creatures. They're
not
creatures. They're not people. They're not. They have three legs.
Rick.
Like, no.
Rick, don't go there.
Once again, everybody, the only thing I don't understand is why do people do that? Why do people always state the obvious when you're talking about a gender? And you know, it's always this, you know, so-called double standard, but it's a double standard when you know, we know men going through this, and men feel this and men feel that. But the one thing that men don't do is men don't talk about it. You talk about it to all the wrong people. Instead of talking about it to your woman, you go and talk about it to your boy.
Uh-huh.
He know before your woman know. And I'm serious now. You know, instead of talking about the woman that you're supposed to be in a relationship with, that you're supposed to be building with, that you're supposed to be creating this whole new world with, you go and you're talking about it to Tommy and
uh-huh.
Don and Robert. Then Tommy, Don, and Robert can't do shit for what's going on in your household. They don't know nothing about what's going on with Mary Jane. But yet you tell them everything. And then when it comes to her, you tell her nothing.
Just sit to the table.
So,
you
sit at the table and you keep quiet. So, as I'm talking right now, I'm talking about for women, because women, we know. We talk. We speak. We cry. We yell. We do every emotion in the book, whether it be to you, whether it be to her, whether, you know, you're going to see some type of emotion from her. She's going to tell you how she feels. She's gonna open up to you one time or another, and then like I said, it's 2011, and you still ain't got the hang of it. You know, instead of once again communicating to her, communicate to your woman, or the person like you're supposed to be in a relationship with, you communicate with everybody else. All the family members know, all the outside people know, everybody else see what's going on but her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now, you know, since you want to bring up, oh, men got feelings too, and they go through their little emotions too, and they feel whatever. We know they do these things. I know they do these things. Every woman on this panel know that they do these things, but the man don't never. But have you ever had a man tell you before everybody else knew?
No. No, men don't come up and say, look, I didn't appreciate that. And all the time they'll say something is to put you down. It's never to come to say, let's have an agreement on what's going on. They come and try to make you feel belittled, to make themselves feel better. They'll try to belittle you.
Oh, I know that.
So now my question is it really us? Is it really women? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not saying all. Once again, I can't speak for all. I have not met all men. I can't speak for all women because I have not met all women. I can only speak for myself, and I can only speak into the situations that I've been to. And once again, I do have opinions on certain situations. But once again, any and everybody, we can't say that we met all men in the world. We can't say we met all women in the world, and so forth, so forth. So please, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know, you got to let it fly.
Yeah,
and roll off your shoulder.
I guess that's what I do, roll off my back, because to say, you know, I'd like to see myself as a very patient and understanding man. Yeah, I can get emotional at times, but that's just me, you know. You take it as you see it. I mean, most of you know me personally. Most of you know how I am personally. And when I'm hurt, I'm hurt. And you can tell it. You can tell it in my voice, you know. So, and the fact that, yeah, sometimes I may say something like, you know, oh, not all men do that. Because when someone comes out and says that a man doesn't do this, what I would like to see is someone say, the men that I have come in the court the men I have come in acquaintance with don't do that. I wish I would find one who would do that, who would be nice enough to, you know, be a gentleman and everything. You know, because I'm not gonna make general statements like that about women. You know. That's like making a general sexual statement about women, which I would never do. But, you know.
But see, you one.
Well, once again, this is common sense. If it doesn't apply, you know to let it fly. You've heard that statement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you talk to the.
It's hard just to let it slide. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's hard to let that slide.
But see,
because
that's what men have wanted women to do forever.
Huh? What was that?
What men have wanted women to do forever. You know, just if they can say something in general, and we're supposed to just say, okay.
Right.
You know.
Oh, y'all bitches.
You
oh,
know,
y'all bitches.
She,
you know, and.
You
know. All that. Yeah, I do it all the time.
Some of the stuff
if you flirt with
about.
More than one guy, oh, she's easy because she's sitting there flirting. Oh, I know I can get that. That's real easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true, you know. And it's a double standard, but it's there. And it's, the thing is that we want to speak up and let it be known how we feel. And this is, like she said, trust and honesty. Men don't want the women to be totally honest with them, because if they did, they would never trust the woman. Because this is the one thing, when you know, do you love me? You know, I know I was good. Wasn't I the best you ever had? And if you tell him no, he's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, you tell a man that he wasn't good, he shrinks up, and then you just was bad. You've been messed up by other men. They messed you up. You know, and you want to know why I didn't enjoy it? Because you didn't ask me what I wanted. If I tell you, I want you to ask me what I want. Let me tell you what I want. Then if I tell you what I want, I'm bossy.
Exactly.
I like it this way. I like it that way. No, that's not me. I don't know who you were with, but that's not me. I'm not boo-boo who you were with last week or yesterday or an hour ago. This is me. Learn me. And when a woman gets bold enough to tell a man, no, I don't like it that way. I prefer this. Then she's something wrong with her because, what you mean? How you going to tell me how to make love to you? Because this is my body.
Oh, no. A good man wouldn't do it that way.
There's no such thing. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
I'm sorry, I just had to say, because I've just,
as listening to what Lady C saying, listening to what Brooke saying, listening to what you're saying, Black Reporter, and listening to what I'm, and just knowing what I'm talking about, he does not exist.
We've been looking for a black reporter. There's no such thing as a
good man, and there's no such thing as a good woman. There isn't.
We all got our flaws.
Exactly. We all got our flaws, you know, and the best we can, and the most we can do is to try to do our best. And sometimes our best isn't good enough. And it's nobody's fault. And honestly, it's nobody's fault. We just imperfect creatures.
True.
And sometimes we're put in imperfect situations. So okay. It really isn't anybody's fault. But to continue to say I'm looking or this good guy or this good this or this bad this or this bad this, like even to use an example, Black Report, I'm going to pick on you right now, so don't get mad. Let it roll off your shoulders. I'm going to pick on you as I'm listening to you. And you say, you know, and if anybody has listened to the show and they've you know, they're like, oh, he sounds like a good man. You know, he loves his children. He X, Y, and Z, you know. But at the same time, they have to look at, you know, just from the stuff you've told us, you've cheated on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make you a good man.
No.
Right? And we're not picking on you. You know, you came clean with it. You could have hit it. You could have lied about it. But you came clean with it. So, you know, we have to give you that benefit of the doubt. That, you know, maybe you've changed your ways. You know, maybe you've seen the error of your ways. You know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Age makes you change.
Yeah. But at the same time, you did it more than once. So it wasn't like it was a one-time thing. You know, then on top of that, you know, you was at a very terrible point in your life, and you realized the fact that this is a woman that was by your side through the most difficult time, the most important time of your life. This woman was by your side. So it wasn't like you just cheated with some random hooker. You know, this was a woman that was taking care of you, that was dedicated her life to you. That bears your children, but yet, you being a good man, you cheated on her.
You didn't tell her what he was missing. You didn't go and say, baby, this is what I'm missing. Let's see if we can work this out, what I'm missing. And that's part of the problem. We don't tell. Guys would refuse. Very seldom will a guy tell his woman what he's missing, what he's in search of, what would he prefer or like her to do.
And mind you, I know that now, but I didn't know that then.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And most men don't.
Until it's too late. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no better.
But at the end of the day, there's no, you know, you just want a good, you want a man that's not crazy or insane by the definition of or bipolar.
Or a serial killer.
Right, you don't want a serial killer and all of those type of things. So it's like, you know, I can't say, oh, I want a good man because, you know, I've seen this man and I've done nothing but
you know, be nice to this man, open myself to this man, you know, try to communicate with this man, but this man just keeps feeding me the
Cocoa
Puffs. Right, he just keeps feeding me the bullshit. And like an asshole, I take it, but those are my own reasons. And I can't really complain about it. I just gotta eat it. I gotta take one for the team.
Yeah. But see, that's where you're growing and you're learning that in life you wanna be happy and keep taking it. It builds up and builds up, and then one day that mountain is gonna erupt and that
volcano
is gonna blow. So you have to learn to let it go before it blows, because you got to love you. As for me,
then that's where the drought comes from.
Listen to Lady C. She's got years experience with that. So listen to Lady C.
Still will have a drought.
Mm-hmm.
You can still have a drought. I mean, then therein goes where you get that man mentality where, hey, let's see. And you start thinking like a man at times. Okay, I don't think this person is really what I want, but what is it, cupping season? I just want somebody to be with me right now. I just want to cuddle with somebody. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect them to go into a real relationship, because you never put that in, that's when you stop looking for the real thing and just say, it is what it is. We just friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Because most of them want to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that's what I want. That's
Brick,
that's
I was getting ready to say,
want.
Would you remind us what cupping season is?
No.
What are we doing? Cupping season is supposed to be. God.
We all know what cupping season is. We're in the midst of cupping season right now. So if you don't know what it is, tune in next September and I'll run it down for you again.
I'm finna find me somebody to cup with.
Everybody's booed up. Now that's what I'm seeing that on all the statuses on Facebook. Everybody's booed up.
They got their picture up there with the food.
I'm
not. We'll see what happens in the you want to see mad broken hearts up there. It's single. Blah, blah, it's single. It's single, it's single, it's single. Watch.
I'm single, too. Single, 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 single.
Oh, single letters.
I'm going to get somebody 30 days.
You're going to get somebody 30 days.
Prove yourself. Yeah, prove yourself in 30 days. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay, so... Y'all crazy. Y'all are all
oh,
crazy.
I'm covered with my pocket rocket. I ain't covered nothing else.
Oh, that's right.
A cup of coffee?
With cream and sugar. Plenty of cream.
Some protein?
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Whoa.
There's no such thing as overboard on Phone Fantasy Radio. No such thing as overboard
we
on Phone Fantasy Radio.
We always go to the edge like Porter, and we try to push you off.
Okay, so we're at the...
It is that time of night, isn't it?
Right? It is that time of night. It's the last half an hour of the show, so
wow. We
got to find a nice, sexy question to ask. Okay. In the meantime, in between time, I want to tell everyone that we'll be back on air next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central.
Crush, let me interrupt you for a second. And this is the perfect time to do this, though.
No, it's
this
not.
Is the perfect time
she
to do
talking.
This.
She was talking.
What? We need to ask you, the members of Phone Fantasy Radio, a question. Whether or not you guys want to go past a certain date, or do we want to take a holiday break, or what? We need input from you.
He cannot talk for the rest of the show. Okay.
What did I do?
That's who I was saying, not you, John.
Oh, okay.
You can't talk for the rest of the show. What I was saying, like, how would you interrupt me in the middle of my sentence to talk about that, why that could wait to after my sentence, Black of Order?
Yeah.
Like, I was saying, next Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
December 13th, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central. We'll be back here, Phone Fantasy Radio Live, with LaCrush Hearts and her friends. And we'll be talking about S-E-X.
Sex.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I would drop like a hot potato.
Bring your toys.
True that. We'll be having a sexy conversation, but mostly the main question will be: once you start, do you always want it?
Are you addicted?
No. I'm not asking if you're addicted.
If you're addicted, you're considered a nympho.
I'm not asking if you're addicted. I'm not asking if you can't live without it. I'm asking you, once you start having sex, you know, from the first time you start having sex, do you always have the urge? Is it always an urge to have sex?
There's a caveat to that question, and it's not so much once you start having sex, but actually once you bust the nut.
What? No, Black Reporter, that's not what I'm asking.
No. In the long run, not one event.
I'm talking about once you have sex. Your first time, because ain't nobody busting no nut on their first time. No. I'm talking about on your first time, ladies. You know, it's different for y'all than men, because men, y'all get that relief. You know, y'all get that relief.
Oh, God, why is it always different?
It is. That's a conversation to have on Tuesday. But, you know, it's like once you, this applies to everybody, once you have sex, do you always have the urge to have sex?
Okay, that wasn't the question that I thought about, because let me explain to you why I see that question a different way. Let me explain to you, and maybe y'all might understand why I'm so hard on this question. It's because having sex is one thing, okay? But if you don't climax, I've heard of someone recently who has had sex for years, has even had children, but they didn't know the first thing about truly climaxing until recently, and now they can't get enough of it.
Oh, God. Anybody got their phone numbers?
So once again, the question is, once you have sex for the first time, I'm talking about once you had it for the first time, do you always crave it?
Once you lose your virginity?
Yeah.
So
once
in other words,
you gotta
be a virgin. Okay, I know what she's talking
about. Do you always have the urge?
Hell yeah, as long as it's with the right person and the mood is right.
But you did it, so you had the urge because you did it, right?
Yeah.
Do you still have that feeling before you, like that feeling that you had before you actually did it? Do you still have that feeling once you've done it?
I do.
Mm-mm. No, she's talking about when you were a virgin. And you had it the very first time.
Shit, I can't remember that far.
Oh.
Yes.
I know that's right.
I remember.
Oh, good, let's hear.
No, she said Tuesday. This is Thursday.
Tuesday.
Oh, we can go into overtime.
Can I give a shout? No, we can't go out to overtime. Can I give a shout out to Flash Brown? I'm just admiring the photos I posted in Camp Super Fluffy of this man. I have him on my screen favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Is he being nice to you?
I noticed you got a thing for Flash Brown.
This is one fine brother. And if I could just get a recording of it, I'll be good. I'll be good to go.
If I could just get a phone call on Facebook.
That's your standard time.
If I could just get a phone call, my fantasy would be complete.
Just go to Camp Super Fluffy on Facebook. She's posted pictures and know that I'm totally nude.
Wait a minute. Hey, go on Facebook and look up Booker T.
No, I don't want to.
He's a professional wrestler.
I don't want to see Booker T. I know who that is. I don't want to see him.
Or the Big Show.
Big Show. I take his height. I climb on him. That's some fun.
Yeah.
I take
He's seven foot four.
Yeah, he's 7 foot four.
Yeah.
I climb him. I climb him.
I get a gallon
of foundation and throw it on him. It'd be good money.
Get me a step stool and step up.
A gallon of my darkest foundation. Then we're good. Cover him in a gallon of my of the darkest foundation I can find. Then we can possibly talk. I'm just saying.
Crush, you know who would be a perfect fit for you? You guys would make a perfect pair. You and Lil Wayne.
Mm. No.
That's okay.
You want
me to follow you?
No.
No, that thing he had on Facebook was kind of weird, man. He was talking about how he got raped and liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, he did, man.
It was a woman, of course, huh?
No, he claimed this was with a guy when he was young.
Okay.
We don't need to hear that.
Okay, so... Let's get back. We got to find a sexy question to ask. We still haven't found a sexy question to ask. You got anything, Black Reporter?
Somebody close the door.
He wants to be quiet.
Now he wants to be quiet. That's what I got to do to get you to be quiet. I got to ask you to contribute. What the hell? It is Black Reporter.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ding dong.
That's wrong. That's
totally
wrong.
So,
I wanted to ring your bell.
I'm thinking before we end the year, we should have a game of hot seat on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yeah.
A what?
Not as filthy as we want.
A hot seat.
Okay.
Have a game of hot seat. Give them 5 minutes. Ask them any questions they want to ask.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I will be posting my my post very soon for those Camp for the Fluffy fans.
Good.
It seems like everybody in the group has posted except me, so.
Okay, like I was saying, give 5 minutes.
I got him on my Facebook. He's cool, man.
Give 5 minutes and ask any question you want to ask. And the person got an answer, or they could choose a plea.
No pleading the fifth.
No pleading. Don't put that in. Don't put that
no,
in.
No pleading the fifth.
Okay, so we'll give them the top 10 at 10, and you can win $5. How about that?
Oh, no. I can't see what I'd like to win.
You can win $5. I give you $5. That's it. That's all I got.
No, one of your T-shirts.
One of who t-shirts? Who got t-shirts?
Apparently
I can't remember where it's going. You got so many pictures on Facebook.
You know what he wants, Crush? He wants your mug.
That's not a mug for sale. That's my mug. I bought that mug.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go to
you can make money off that.
Go to VistaPrint.com. I do have a store, actually, on Cafe Press.
Nobody knows about it, though. No, I'm not a pervert. I wouldn't mind having a cup. I got sports cups and everything.
There's a Cafe Press for Phone Fantasy Radio, people.
Oh, okay. I'll be at the library tomorrow. I'll just put it on my Facebook. I'll check it out.
So it's www.cafepress.com/phonefanshop.
Oh, you give me a hell of an
idea. You can buy T-shirts. You can buy a tote bag.
You can buy an apron.
I Heart Phone Fantasy Radio.
You come with it?
My little Dorothy sweater.
No.
You couldn't afford it.
She doesn't come with it.
No. You can buy a hat. You can actually buy a mug. They want $17 for the hat, so you got to really love us.
I got racing jackets that cost $195. Don't worry. I'll check that out. No.
They got bumper stickers.
Because they do it at CVS. You might be able to want to check it out, but you could do it through your company, which is, I don't know what it is, like have T-shirts with certain pictures of your Facebook stuff on them and sell them, you know, small, medium, large, extra large, whatever. You know,
John,
you write into Facebook.
Extra large. John, we are super fluffy women. Extra large just won't. Do you want us to look like Baby Huey?
BBBW.
Exactly. Exactly.
We need like 3X, you know, and above. You're stopping at extra large. Man, please, get with the program.
And you can even buy baby onesies with iHeart Phone Fantasy Radio for $14.50.
And you can buy a teddy bear.
And you can buy a plug. And you can buy a wall clock. John,
well, has it got your picture
clock.
On?
I can put my picture on it, but right now I just got the logo for Phone Fantasy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, they got some nice sites out there. Thick and chunky, huge, big women. BBBW.
They got a liter water bottle with iHeart Phone Fantasy Radio on it.
Oh, hell yeah.
John.
Oh, hell, that'd be good, too. No, she gave me some good ideas, man, like a teapot, and you put water in, you get one of them, put your logo on there. A thermos bottle, guys can take them to work. Hey, man, look at this, you know.
There used to be a company, well, I think there still is. It's a company called Promotional Specialties, where they do that for their business. They put logos and on everything.
Yeah.
From matchbook covers to T-shirts to caps to whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, hell, right. Bed spreads, so, pillowcases, shower curtains.
Okay.
I would like some custom shower curtains. I'm going to look that up.
Hey, I could just see.
They make custom toilet seats. I know that.
Do they vibrate?
I'm thinking of that.
No.
Getting a custom toilet seat made.
It glows in the dark.
I don't know if they make
warm
custom shower curtains.
Shit, they make glow in the dark condoms, green ones.
Okay.
No, I mean, the health department up here, I got to check up. I'm clean, but it's funny as hell. They give me a bag and stuff. I get home, and it's like a shitload of condoms and stuff. I'm going, hey, you know, that's kind of neat. I guess they want you to practice.
Safe sex.
Right. Okay. All right. If y'all not gonna say it, I'm not gonna say it either. They actually do make them. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a custom shower curtain.
They do make them with your picture on them?
Oh, no. Starting at $238. They can kiss my...
For a shower curtain with your picture on?
They can kiss my custom shower curtain.
No.
For that price.
Okay. Right, for that right, man, they can kiss that. Goodbye.
You can buy some and just tape it on there.
Exactly. That's what it
is. Because you can get that transparency and print it off your computer yourself.
Starting at $9.99.
They
ain't $9.99 crazy. What else is going down, Black Reporter?
I have a good question for Sex. Go ahead, Black Reporter. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What's your question? What's your question?
My question is: oral sex a mandatory for foreplay? To be complete.
It depends on how good it feels.
That's true.
You're right. Can't argue with that.
For once, I agree with him.
But do you give it as well as receive it all the time?
It's got to be a big woman. I don't want no toothpick to stick my tongue between that.
Oh, my God. If I had a boyfriend, I would honestly do this. Photoshowercurtain.com.
What?
You can finally put your own photo onto a shower curtain.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, yeah.
No, I'd put my two most famous friends on there.
That's going to be my birthday gift to myself next year. Can you imagine Flash Brown on my shower curtain? Oh, my God.
I'm taking a shower, Flash.
And there's going to be no hot water when she's done.
Y'all have lost your mind.
No. That is sexy. I'm going to do that.
I'm putting a new level to taking a shower.
Shit.
Aw.
You really mess with me. I might frame the shower curtain. Just put it up on the wall like, wait, what's that? A big-ass portrait of a black man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very fine specimens they are. He could palm my basketballs anytime.
This is true.
We're going to get him on the show. He was supposed to come.
That would be nice.
Oh, you could be a guest soon?
I'm going to see if I can get him on a show next year.
Okay.
He got such a southern draw to him.
Oh, sweetie, you know who you need to get back on? Supreme
Diva. No.
Mm-hmm. Supreme Diva.
John. You know, we have preferences as well. You like Supreme Diva. She didn't do anything for me, okay?
Oh, shit.
I'm just looking to have fun on Christmas. Somebody to sit in my face.
What if we can? I think we should ask Byron Long. What y'all think?
You notice I'm not in this conversation.
Why not?
He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, we can find out how.
Oh, nice. Daphne Daniels, man, she's a good porn star too. She's on my Facebook. Get her on there too. She's
John, you're with the program. Leave the alone for a minute. This is a woman's thing, okay? We want to be happy. We gave y'all
women.
We give
50-50, men and women.
Ooh, I gotta definitely post a picture of him and his
and his towel. God bless the yeah. Are you a part of our group, Lady C?
No, I haven't been online. I'm getting everything straight since I'm back home. I'm going to get everything together, and I will be. I'm getting my computer up and running correctly.
Right. You need to make another page called Lady C because, you know, we got
kids
from Fantasy Radio separate.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah.
Lady C slash from Fantasy Radio.
Let's see.
I had to
post that picture. That is a fine specimen of a man.
Your dreams.
Whatever.
Whatever, Black Reporter. You jealous, Black Reporter? Are you jealous, Black Reporter?
Oh, you should have never said that.
You
got caught in the title.
Are you jealous, Black Reporter? We're talking about another man. Are you jealous, Black Reporter? Not all about you, Black Reporter. Not all about you, Black Reporter.
Black Reporter.
Let's just say, I know I can't compete with the what you call it, the world.
We're not talking about you, Black Reporter. We're not talking about
it's
you.
No competition, Black Reporter. We're not trying to make you compete. We just enjoying the scenery.
I like the way you put that. Enjoying the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Baby,
okay.
They have. Enjoying the hills and plains.
Okay.
This is
one climb that mountain.
And on that note,
we never did find that sex question, right? We never did find that sex.
Never.
No, we didn't. I need to step away for a minute. Y'all, be right back.
Bye. Just drop the phone and leave.
Step away for a minute.
That hurt.
What hurt, John? Didn't grab it that hard, John.
I had to switch gears, man.
What were you listening to, John?
Oh,
okay,
so you getting off the phone? Okay, so what are your thoughts on this situation? I posted it in the group, posted it on my Facebook page. It seems that a Tennessee couple watched helplessly as their house burnt down to the ground.
Damn.
Because they did not pay the $75 annual fee to the local fire department.
Oh, hell. It brings up a good point because my sister was talking about something like that. I thought she was playing a joke. I guess she wasn't.
No. The firefighters arrived on the scene.
So, in other words, you got to pay like $75?
Right. The firefighters arrived on the scene, but as the fire raged, they just simply stood by and did nothing. They didn't pay the annual local fire department fees.
Oh, man, that was cold.
I'm going to be blunt on that. That's fucking stupid.
That was cold-hearted.
They said,
hey, I'm going to put it better. I bet if they'd have been white, they'd have kind of bend the rules to put the fire out.
Jump into a river.
What color they were, it don't matter. That was just cold. That was just cold.
Right.
I mean,
it sucks.
Their whole life is gone because of $80.
Who's watching a ball game or something in the background?
You.
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay. Who's winning?
I'm
winning.
He was a being around 7-3.
I'm winning like Charlie Sheen.
Rosebud.
Winning.
Winning.
Oh, my gosh. Charlie Sheen was also with that. Winning. Like, really, Charlie Sheen. Like, he's just awesome to come out with that. Winning.
Oh,
and he didn't have a problem.
No, he did not have a
problem. He was not an alcoholic or drug addict. He was just hyper.
No, it's not a joke.
Hyper.
It's
just hyper.
wow, this is funny as hell. It had a picture of Ron Jeremy, and it said Ron Jeremy for president. If you're going to get screwed, get fucked by the best. Ron Jeremy for president.
I know that's right.
Hey, well, the Republicans were trying, so they say.
Trying to do what?
Get another black president. Ha, 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 ha. He can't help it if
he's
just trying to.
Oh, by the way, you know, of course, Herman Cain went back home, and of course, when he went back home, his wife had his normal honey-do list of things he needed to do when he got home. The first thing was clean the windows. Second thing was clean out the garage. Third thing was move into it.
Black reporter? Black reporter? He
yeah.
said that last week. He did that on Tuesday. And it
yeah,
went
it
the same way.
We just saying, that's all we just saying.
Just saying.
No, break
just
the ice.
Saying.
Hey, does any of the ladies on the show have any tattoos?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, I want to get one, but no, I don't have any right now.
God.
Nope.
When you get it,
I
let us know
one.
Where you're going to have
I'm
it put.
Right,
yeah, you can post the pictures on Facebook when you get them.
John.
John constantly trying to get somebody to post pictures.
Yeah,
he's really going in. He really wants people to post pictures. Like,
post the pictures. John, I know. Oh, well, you. Okay. You,
yeah,
you go
I'm
to all the right. library. Oh, you can't catch everything. That's why you want to post it on Facebook.
Oh, when I get my regular computer at home, I'll be able to look up more than I do now.
I'm sure.
Okay.
But that could get
you
in trouble,
because I got
John.
You on my Facebook page, Black Reporter, on Facebook.
But John, you'd never join us on air, would you?
I'd have to when I got my home computer, because they only give us 60 minutes a session at the library, which sucks.
No, but I would say, but you get a computer at home, you would always be on it.
Oh, yeah. That way I can switch my Yahoo groups. No, because I got 3 Yahoo groups. I'm on, let's see, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, Norma Stitch Clubs. Let's see, I got La Crush Heart, Simone Fox, Daphne Daniels. Some nice friends. You just don't.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't take them home to meet your mother, though, but that's a different.
Why not? Mom may say, oh, that's a good girl for you. You don't know what mom did before mom got become mom.
Shit, my mom.
You ever thought about it? Where do you think you get it from? Where do you
no,
think
what's
you,
that song
you
called? Take a Walk on the Wild Side? Guys dressing like girls dressing like guys. It's a crazy mixed-up world. Oh, shit.
I would like to go somewhere dressed like a guy and see what happens. Through the man perspective.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
I am not touching that with him.
That brings up a good point. She ought to try to get him on the show. That'd be hilarious as hell to have him on there.
Him who?
Ron Jeremy.
Okay. You said him. That's
he's funny.
Him.
He's cool as shit, man.
Okay. we are down to the last 7 minutes of Full Fantasy Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in from the 337 area code. And, you know, we're going to go around, say our goodbyes, because we are not going into overtime tonight because we were rudely cut off Tuesday. But hopefully we'll get our time back and everything will be popping again on Thursday. Next week, Tuesday. Right. In the meantime, between time, John, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, to the ladies, Black Reporter, I want to wish you guys, because Christmas is coming up, hope you guys have a nice Christmas, you know, and you too, Crush.
I'm so forgot about, and you too, Crush.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that coffee mug, man. I make sure I drink my coffee out of that one every day.
No, you can't have my mug.
No, I want... Does it come with mistletoe?
No,
it doesn't.
Brick, are you still with us, Pastor Brick, or have you disappeared and gone by business?
Oh, I'm still here.
Oh, because you be getting quiet. You know how you do.
Ooh.
I was just listening to y'all.
Ooh, I love that voice of hers.
Act the fools we can be.
Damn, that's sexy.
So next year, we'll be here soon. Any shout-outs you have, Brick, for us?
No, just a shout-out to my people over there at Curvy Magazine, my Curvy fam. That's it.
Okay, Curvy Magazine. Check that out. CURVI. What about you, Lady C? Hey, how you doing?
I gotta make it up to New York, man.
All the listeners and all my friends here on Song Fantasy Radio, I enjoy coming by and visiting, and just enjoying the conversation, enjoying it every now and then. John, listen to the recording.
Sounded too damn good.
$9.99 a minute, John. I'll talk to you all night.
69 cents a minute. You get the joke. 69 cents.
Y'all leave John alone. Y'all stop picking at John. Y'all stop picking at John. Okay. Leave John alone.
I'll be good, John. I'll go in the timeout for you.
Okay. You gotta be big though.
Of course.
Maybe 350 pounds.
What am I? I think I'm through. I've lost some weight.
Y'all are crazy.
Black Reporter.
All right, Black Reporter. You know,
Black
yep.
Reporter.
I am here. I am here. I want to give a shout out to my good friend. Pastor Brick. Pastor Brick laid me on to a site where I can do some of my writing. And Brick, I am going to be turning in an article within the next week or so, right before Christmas, that I think you'll enjoy it. Everything. So, but it's a site
good.
For writers called Examiner.com, and she hooked me on to that, and been hired on as a writer for the Southwest Louisiana area.
All
yay.
Right.
Nice.
So, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
The more page hits you get, the more you get paid. So you want to direct people there. Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
You're
thank
welcome,
you,
sir. Thank
the,
you for my commission check.
Anyway. Crush, you got anything?
Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to everybody that shows us support and love. And we miss you, Renee, and bless. What else? Tune into us.
And Wayne.
Next Tuesday. And who?
Wayne.
And Wayne?
Wayne
Ghetto.
Oh, okay. You can tune in to us next Tuesday. We're going to be talking about SEX and we're going to find some interesting. And we're going to start to find some interesting questions to ask y'all out there. Mm-hmm. We're going to put everybody in the hot seat. So call in 805-830-8320. On that note, Black Reporter, go ahead and do his outro, and y'all enjoy y'all weekend.
Yeah.
And as always, what time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. You believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything, aren't you here? You didn't hear anything. We didn't play anything. On your face, put a big smile, and we will see you in the day. We'll be back on Thursday. No, we'll be back on Tuesday. Excuse me. So you are in. And we are out. Bye.
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 Why y'all gotta say it like that? Bye. Why?
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
No
sense. Love you.
Three. I'm not gonna play it. I'm not gonna play it. Bye, Lady C. Hang up. Bye.